Trying to prepare a sermon starts for me Saturday evening. No, it doesn't. What happens is you rely on your teaching, your theological lectures that you had years ago, and then realize you forgot most of it. However, there is the internet, and the internet's a wonderful place. If you like all the American sermons and the way the Americans speak. So they're not much use either. So I suppose you try and use a little bit of knowledge and your own basic life experience to actually produce something that fits. I'm not very successful at that, really. At least I know you all think that. So what's today's reading about? It's about compassion. It's not about the rich and the poor, those that have plenty and those that have nothing. It's about you all. You, me, Father Anthony, your friends, your relatives, and everyone in the world. It's about what they do in their life. You notice that Lazarus is named, and the rich man isn't. Although in the later centuries they did try and give him a name, which was Daves, which really just is a corruption of the Latin, which just meant rich man. But what they're saying in the short words that we listen to is think of others. The rich man didn't give a thought about Lazarus. He was too happy living in his comfortable lifestyle that he enjoyed. But yet he had love. Further in the gospel story, it says he had love for his brothers, and he wanted them to be prevented from heading to the same place as he was. So you can't say that the rich man didn't have love in his heart. And we always say that when we get to heaven, we'll be much better off. But heaven isn't spoken about here. What they're talking about was the bosom of Abraham in the Old Testament, where Lazarus was taken to the bosom of Abraham, not to heaven, and the rich man went to hell. And they've also said in that story that there's a great divide between heaven, hell, or Hades, and the bosom of Abraham that we can't cross. So I suppose what he's saying is we have one chance to decide whether we go to the bosom of Abraham or Hades. And it gives a very graphic description, very much like a writer writing a book, this graphic description of what hell is like, what the underworld is like. So it's not about the description. It's all about the compassion in our hearts as we see it. Our love for our fellow man. And I tried to pick out one word when I looked at various readings, and I found a lovely quote from Elie Wiesel, who was a prisoner in Auschwitz and Buchenwald during the war. And she wrote this: "The opposite of art is not ugliness, it's indifference." The opposite of faith is not heresy, it's indifference. And the opposite of life is not death, it's indifference. So our hearts, are they indifferent to the poor, the weak, the downtrodden, those that are suffering around us? Yet we can recover. In Shakespeare's King Lear, he illustrates an old man, Lear, is driven from his comfortable palace by his ungrateful daughters. And he finds himself on an exposed, barren heathland in the midst of a frightful storm. And the mercy of the elements, he comes to identify with the suffering of the poor. So he's identifying the suffering of the poor with his upside-down world that he's just been ejected to. For the first time in that situation, he begins to feel compassion for the poor. Oxfam have highlighted many times the rich and the poor, the world's wealth in the hands of a few billionaires. And I'm sure some of you will be reflecting on the budget, the mini-budget speech, where it seems again that others are being treated differently than the poor. The gap between the rich and the poor is growing. So we need to have a thought for those that are in an uncomfortable place, whether it be money, lack of food, in the middle of a disaster like Pakistan's flooding, those in hospital, your neighbour who doesn't see anyone. St. John Chrysostom, the great champion of the poor, reminds us that we cannot celebrate the presence of Christ in the Eucharist without serving him present in today's poor. So if we're going to celebrate in the Eucharist, we need also to look at the poor around us. I would hope that, and I know we're very generous at St. Anthony's in many fields, that we can all look into our hearts and see how we can share what we have, little or small, with those that have nothing. Amen.